Good day, good people. I am Brother Robert Farrell. Welcome to Contemplative Inner Beings Wisdom Wednesday. Wisdom Wednesday is recorded live on Crowdcast, and we invite all of our podcast and YouTube listeners to join us live each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Central. That way you can become part of the conversation that happens after the podcast ends. And whether you are here for the live session or you are watching the recording, thank you so much for being part of Contemplative Inner Beings Wisdom Wednesday. Now, wisdom isn't knowing more. It's really knowing with more of you. It's knowing deeper. And Wisdom Wednesday is an invitation for you to open up to those depths, for you to open to the ground of wisdom, which is really the transformation of your heart and your consciousness. Today we're going to encounter three brief wisdom contemplations. Each one's going to be followed by about a minute of silence, where you're invited to our spiritual practice of resonate, reflect, respond, and rest. Resonate, does something connect with you? It might be symbolized by a single word or a phrase that you hear. Reflect, an opportunity to ponder deeply, to meditate with images and thoughts. Respond. You can respond in all kinds of ways, by journaling, by body movement, by prayer. And rest, to simply be silent and open to the presence and action of divine love in your life. Then after those reflections, we will say goodnight to our podcast and YouTube listeners, and here in Crowdcast, we will enter into dialogue on tonight's topic. Tonight's theme is solidarity. So with an open heart, with a calm, centered presence, in a comfortable posture, be comfortable. Take a gentle breath and we'll begin. The heart of spirituality, and Christianity for that matter, is God's loving solidarity with all people and with reality itself. The point of the spiritual life is to stand in radical solidarity with everyone and everything else. This is really the full, final, and intended effect of the incarnation. And so we must concentrate on including instead of excluding. Just as a reminder, the only thing Jesus ever excluded was exclusion itself. Because boxes don't work. They are not fit to live in, and they will likely kill us if we stay there. The freedom for us to move between spaces and worlds, the freedom to claim all of who we are, the freedom to be, is what we are called to. And this message, it also calls us to look around and ask, who is being excluded? Who isn't welcome? Who is there no space for? What list of people and names come to your mind? This message says that there is space for them in the kingdom of God too. They don't need to change to be worthy. They are made worthy by wanting to be included. Because anyone who desires the water is welcome. Friends, solidarity as a practice of faith, it really does capture the essence of the Jewish and Christian traditions. The Bible itself is a multi-thousand-year story of Israelites trying to maintain solidarity with their God and with the poor. And God continually promises, I will be with you. You see, this is the basis of the relationship of solidarity. Working shoulder to shoulder in the act of liberation. And the incarnation itself is the paradigmatic act of solidarity. It is total identification with the human condition, total solidarity with human history. The love of God for the world means very specifically solidarity with the persecuted, solidarity with the fugitive, solidarity with the outcast. Solidarity embodies good news for the poor and the excluded. Please remember that this word poor, the way it's used in our spiritual language, isn't just those without money, right? It's those without influence, those that are kept down by the workings of the system, those who are oppressed. But friends, although the good news is for the whole human family, it goes first to the poor and all who are marginalized. Just like a loving parent, God loves all God's children equally. Maybe I need to say that again. God loves all God's children equally. But according to Scripture, does seem to show special concern for those children who suffer most. Even the underclass of Jesus' day needed first to hear the announcement of God's liberation. He went first to those outside the gate of institutional power and authority. And though they were thought to be less honorable, Master Yeshua gave them great honor. So let us take a moment with these ideas, these reflections, to resonate, reflect, respond, and rest. We really need to open ourselves up to the heart of solidarity, to really connect with it at a heart level, not just a head level. And we're are hoping that we will step into this prophetic path, because the power of the prophetic path is to create solidarity where it least seems possible, and to enhance compassion for the suffering of others and the suffering of the world. What are we to do about the troubles of the world? Well, we, the brash and troublesome disciples who question, doubt, and continually fail, shall take up the mantle of prophecy to discern the signs of the times and to be an ever-present balm in a troubled world. Solidarity is not a choice, it's a reality. We are all connected, interbeing. We are all connected to each other biologically, to the earth chemically, and to the rest of the universe atomically. Our solidarity is a scientific fact as well as the salvific act of a loving and wise and guiding Holy Spirit. The systems say that change can't come, that gravity wins, that religion is of no use except to placate the people, that you better put your trust in growth mutual funds. But there is another way, the prophetic way. And even now, we are beckoned to step up, to come together as one and to exercise our gifts. Only then can we make peace and stop our addiction to division. Never forget that justice is what love looks like in public. Friends, this spirituality of solidarity starts in a painful place, with an acceptance of the fact that the world is broken and that we are broken. And it's in this we find our deep bonds with the wounded ones of our world. And it is in that vulnerable place that we find the heart of solidarity, compassion. A very interesting word, com, C-O-M, means with, passion means suffering. This act of solidarity is compassion, is suffering with, to step in to and suffer with. And when we try to live in solidarity with the pain of the world, and don't spend our lives running from necessary suffering, which seems to be a bigger problem in our Western American world. But when we try to live in solidarity with the pain of the world, we will encounter various crucifixions. Because suffering comes from our resistance, our denial, our sense of injustice or wrongness about our pain. Pain is the rent we pay for being human. And suffering is usually optional. When we think about Jesus, the crucified God as personified in Jesus, that revealed that God is always on the side of suffering wherever it is found. The cross was Jesus's voluntary acceptance of undeserved suffering as an act of total solidarity with the pain of the world. This is much more salvific than died for our sins. It was Jesus' voluntary acceptance of undeserved suffering as an act of total solidarity with the pain of the world. But friends, our resistance to suffering is an entire industry now. And it takes immense courage to walk in solidarity with the suffering of others and even our own. But never forget, God is participating in human suffering. Instead of just passively tolerating it and observing it, and that really does change everything. And it all humble, suffering souls learn this, and the scriptures name and reveal it. We cannot do it alone at all, but only by a deep identification with the human divine suffering one. Then we have become a new creation and a very, very different kind of human being. Let us take this into the silence to resonate, reflect, respond, rest. We are moving in a place where we can develop a capacity to stand at the margins in solidarity with others. Master Yeshua consistently stands with the excluded, the outsiders, the sinners, the poor people. This is his place of freedom from every local culture. It's his unique way of critiquing all self-serving culture. And it's his way of standing in union with the suffering of the world, all at the same time. That is Master Yeshua's form of world healing. He spends most of his ministry standing with the ones that are accused of unworthiness, the so-called bad people, the unclean, the demonized. And the only way that he tries to change them is by loving and healing them. His social program is solidarity. Because Master Yeshua stands with the demonized until the demonizing stops. This is his primary form of justice work. His justice strategy is solidarity. And he stands with the pain to call us all to lives of communion with the world's suffering. Maybe that's why so many people do not follow him and just worship Him. Friends, if universal kinship, solidarity, communion with God, with ourselves, and with the rest of the world is daily experienced and lived, we have a very grounded plan and a runway for peacemaking, for justice work, for social reform, for civil and human rights. And this demands our own ongoing transformation, our changing places, and even a new identity. And it changes things in very creative, patient, and humble ways. So we pause once again to go into the silence, to resonate, reflect, respond, and rest. My crowdcast friends, if you're invited to join me as we bless our podcast and YouTube listeners and wish them a good evening with our reminder that love is the way. Love is the way. Solidarity is love. And you are love. So stay awesome and be love. We hope that you will join us one evening so that you can become part of the dialogue that happens next. Have a wonderful evening, and we hope to see you again soon.